Joining me now in the studio for the art scene, Joan Farnham. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things?
Well, the robins are out there saying, this is my territory. This is my territory.
I saw my first one on the way in today.
Well, they're definitely back in town, and they're definitely saying it's spring, and I tell you what, my spinach is up.
No way.
I decided, it was a couple of weeks ago, that really beautiful Sunday we had where suddenly everything was springy, and I thought, okay, so I went and I dug in my garden, and well, there was 3 inches unfrozen, so I thought, well, all right, so I put the spinach seeds in, I just said to them, well,
good
grow
luck.
When you want to, you know, and there they are. And I have a friend who planted arugula the same day, and it's up.
Wow. Well, all right, gardeners, there you go.
Well, robins are telling you.
So what's happening in the art world?
Well, okay, we've got some great shows continuing this week. Stations of the Cross, this is the last 2 days. We had... today and tomorrow afternoon after Easter services, they'll have a final ending. And it's been a very popular show.
At
the Grand Marais Art Colony. People have been coming in there as the public just to watch it or just to look at it. And then there have been some moments where you can tell people are in there for spiritual reasons. So it's been... pretty amazing. It was featured on the playlist, which is
Duluth.
The new WDSA Channel 8 show. So now, Grand Marais, 3 cheers. We had a little art-o-mercial instead of a commercial. It was very short, but it was Amy Demmer and Marianne Ellen Ashcroft were interviewed. And then they showed right beside where they had their little talking heads. They showed a rolling slideshow of the art that was in the show. So we had really good publicity there. The music to introduce the little art commercial was by Rick Skook, who's a local songwriter. Then there was this unbelievably wonderful interview of Betsy Bowen. And, you know, normally when they interview anybody, you know, people are talking right at, well, what they did with Betsy is they talked to her. She talked while she was painting. So she was dab, dab, dab. And she'd say beautiful, wonderful things because she was in that zone. I tell you what, we just shone in that show. And what they're going to be doing then is they are going to have develop a website for the playlist where everything, you can watch the videos. But I think they're also going to upload them to YouTube. So as soon as our little sections get on, I will link them in my art scene blog so you can watch them if you miss them.
Oh, fabulous.
Isn't that?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Good job.
This is the last weekend of the North Shore Photography Show at the Johnson Heritage Post. Johnson Heritage Post is open from 1 to 4 today and Sunday. And if you've missed this show, you definitely need to go see it because the photography is absolutely spectacular, and it's just a reminder of where we live. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Then next weekend on Friday, the opening show for the furniture makers in the shop is the title, and Scott Pollock is the curator. And one of the things he's focusing on is sort of biographies of furniture makers in Cook County. I think there are 6 or 7 of them, and he has decided to. I haven't seen how the show is laid out yet, but it looks to me like what he's going to be doing is he's going to be taking very edgy black and white photographs, documenting their actual shop, and then there'll be brief bios, and then there'll be the furniture. Mm. And the furniture is going to be apparently, maybe, up on pedestals. So here's a chair that you just normally sit in, and you get to walk around and contemplate its form. Very interesting show.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. And, another great fun show is Tim Young is at the Coho Cafe. He opened this weekend. He has all kinds of wonderful images, and paintings are so great. And one of the ones, if you do go to the Coho, just to get coffee and see Tim's work, right when you enter, right at the entrance, they have a little entrance. If you look to the left on the wall, there is a portrait, quote-unquote, painting that Tim did of the cafe itself. It is charming. It is just charming. So you want to go see that. Okay. Now, music. The Sweetwater Shakedown at Papa Charlie's continues. I went last night for the hot tuna, which was hot. It was just great. There were a lot of gray heads there, I must admit. But actually, someone on the face, Sally Nankerville on her Facebook page put a link to the latest craze in hair color. Guess what it is? Gray.
Thank God.
So that was fun. In fact, I had some guy come up to me and get really excited about all these old people like you and I. And I'm going, oh.
Yeah. Nice. Smooth.
He was happy to have people that looked like him in the audience. But it was really fun. A lot of young people, they were actually doing a lot of yelling. There was dancing, excitement. Pete Kavanaugh came because he's a blues man, you know, mm-hmm. And it was really fun to stand next to him because when they were really going for it, Pete was getting really excited, and it was really fun. It was like an education about who's really playing well, you know. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Okay. So tonight, there's a completely different group of musicians tonight. There's one called the Absinthe Quintet, which comes from Northern California, and it's a folksy type group. And then there's one called Donna the Buffalo. Do you know about Donna?
I don't know anything.
I saw some YouTube videos of her work, of her playing, and she plays the accordion. It's very rootsy music. The PR on it says they're one of the foremost folk roots performing groups in the world. So we'll see. It's a complete.
That's a lot to live up to.
It is. But it sounded really interesting. Very, okay. Yeah. And so it'll be a completely different mood than it was last night. So that's recommended. And tonight, also, the Seaver Tones are playing at the tavern. They have the night spot. That is very good. And that's cool. So that'll be really fun. And on Sunday, classical music. Karina Roth and Phyllis Anderson are going to be at the Bluefin, oboe and piano. That should be a wonderful concert, 7 to 9. And Jim Hall will be at the tavern for this Sunday night slot, 6:30. He's a great blues guitarist from Duluth.
And that's the Gunflint Tavern, right? Yeah, downtown Grand Marais. Yep.
Yes, thank you, thank you. What else do I have? Oh, the new Highway 61, North Shore Highway 61, has come out, and there's some art stuff in there. There's a story about Gail Anderson and her rock lamps. She is called the Rock Lady. I mean, so the Lamp Lady. She is so much called the Lamp Lady, apparently. People come up here from Minneapolis looking for her, and they just can go to anywhere in town and say, where do I find the Lamp Lady? And people know what they're talking about. She makes beautiful rock lamps. Mm-hmm. And Lake Superior Trading Post does carry those. So, and she has a studio up on Devil Track Lake. So, and there's another story about Jan Attridge, who has, she has paintings at the Crooked Spoon, but she's also done sort of the lead designer and painter for the scenery for Treasure Island, which opens at the end of the month.
Beautiful and, backdrops.
Yeah, wow. Beautiful. They are. Mm-hmm. And Jan is the one that designed them and taught everybody how to paint them because for years she was a scenic painter in Minneapolis at the Guthrie.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, at the Minneapolis Opera, Minnesota Opera, and other places. So this is a really interesting story. She's a fascinating woman. And final. It's spring. The robins are calling.
Yes.
So guess what we do? We start looking around our house and see how we should clean it up. And so Billy Carlson has a story about time to get organized. Go out there in the garage and really do it. Take your bedroom closet and really do it, you know. And also your yard. And so Ada Igo has this incredible story of point by point what to do with what for your spring cleanup. Where to put your toxic waste, where to put your brush, where to put your lawn clippings, where to do this, what the hours are. So it's a really informative article. And then also sort of cleaning up cleaning a spring cleanup. The Gunflint green up this year is not going to be planting trees. It's going to be, quote unquote, releasing all the brush around the tree, the young trees that have been planted, so they can thrive. And that's May 7th to 8th, and it's also sort of, in a way, a spring cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And you can register for that by going to www.gunflint-trail.com. I think that's it.
All right. Thank you, Joan.
Have a great weekend.
And you too. That's Joan Farnham. Every week on Saturday morning, she comes in, gives us the latest in the art scene.